start our dive into today's trending posts. First up is r/ChatGPT Pro. The community is talking a lot about a big shift in how ChatGPT handles updates. The popular Pulse feature is being sunsetted in 2 weeks, meaning users need to transition their daily briefings and reminders to the new scheduled task system. This update allows for more reliable monitoring tasks that can search the web or check connected apps for changes. Beyond that major change, users are noting improvements to interactive widgets and learning blocks, which are getting better at displaying live, external information. There was also a discussion about potential future monetization involving Visa payments, suggesting ChatGPT could soon guide users right through product comparison all the way to checkout. On a more technical note, some developers are reporting an annoying bug with Codex automatically attempting to open localhost after every prompt, wasting tokens unnecessarily. Shifting gears slightly to r/ChatGPT Prompt Genius, the conversation is focused on both advanced prompting and integrating AI into everyday workflows. For visual prompts, users are seeking detailed strategies for generating realistic mixed-race characters for fiction writing. In terms of efficiency, one huge workflow trend emerging is leveraging local HTML files. Users are finding these simple offline dashboards to be incredibly powerful for tracking professional processes like construction bids or project timelines, far beyond what a chat interface can handle alone. Next up in deep tech news is r/DeepSeek. The buzz here is heavily centered on model upgrades and geopolitical implications. There's significant excitement about potential V4. One updates, with many users noting the increased knowledge cutoff date, which suggests major data refreshes are imminent. Discussions also highlight DeepSeek's strong integration capabilities, particularly its combination with Codex, making it a serious contender for future utility. On the news front, the discussion touches upon international security concerns surrounding Chinese AI firms and how these developments influence the competitive landscape compared to OpenAI and Anthropic. Moving into visual generation tools, r/Higgsfield AI has seen intense conversation around pricing models. Users are comparing the value of different plans, debating if the increased credit count justifies the cost, especially when analyzing video generation output like Cadence 2.0. The complexity of paid AI is generating some advanced questions about minimum costs per second of high-definition footage. Another key discussion point here relates to content moderation. Creators are working to navigate strict NSFW filters when trying to generate necessary images for industries like swimwear or fashion, indicating a continued challenge with industry-specific safeguards in AI tools. Finally, wrapping up our briefing is r/IndianArt AI. This community highlights the power of AI storytelling through highly emotive and culturally specific imagery. The recent popular posts showcase how AI art can be used to capture deep human experiences, like moments from historical events, or capturing themes of memory and absence during times of great transition. These works demonstrate that the most powerful use case for generative AI often lies in evoking raw emotional narrative rather than just technical capability.